Healthcare workers, especially in hospitals, have to come in contact with patients who have COVID-19, but so must emergency workers. And for more on this perspective, I spoke today with Dave Cohen. He's a paramedic and works on EMS teams in his hometown of Charlotte, as well as Essex and Colchester. I started by asking him what his work is like during this pandemic.
It's both completely the same and completely different. The job really is still the job that it always was. Getting out into the field and into people's homes and, you know, taking care of them in that moment of crisis, and when they just need somebody. We do it with more clothing than we used to, though we've always had that level of protection and needed it occasionally. But every call now, going in with full PPE and the full stress of trying to evaluate, is this a COVID case? Is it not? How am I going to handle it? And keeping myself safe, but more importantly, keeping my partner safe and keeping my crew safe and keeping my service safe. And then hopefully not bringing anything home to my family and to my wife and my children. It's just more. It's more of the job than it ever was.
And so when you're making calls, when people are calling for an ambulance, have you seen a fair amount of patients who either do have COVID-19 or think they might?
There have been some. I mean, interestingly, I think there are more people having respiratory issues or believed to be having respiratory issues. I certainly have seen patients that have ended up COVID positive. I've certainly seen some more patients that are in respiratory distress.
We've also been seeing statistics that suggest that fewer people are seeking medical help for conditions that are not related to the coronavirus. Are you witnessing a change in why people are calling an ambulance, or you know, are heart attacks and broken legs and everything else still happening at more or less the same rate?
Everything else is definitely still happening. I think what we're seeing is kind of a refining of why people are calling. In the past, people call 911 because they're worried. They're worried something could be wrong, might be wrong. Now, I think that uncertainty and that stress is counterbalanced by the certainty and stress of not wanting to be in the hospital and not wanting to tie up resources.
You mentioned the additional PPE that you're using now and having that on your mind in maybe a different way. Do the ambulances that you're on, do you have the adequate PPE to perform your job safely in each case?
We do. Yeah. On all of the services I work, and credit to the chiefs of all of them. They've done just an amazing job keeping us equipped and keeping us safe, both in the PPE we wear, but also in the cleaning supplies that we need and the disinfecting that we have.
Do you feel like you're getting, and that the services that you're on, are you getting the support that you need from higher ups, essentially, from the broader healthcare system and from the state?
The answer to that is yes. I think in EMS, traditionally alone, there's been a lack of just general support for EMS and EMS practitioners, both nationally and locally, as far as resources and support services and pay and all those things that we need. So it's hard to divorce what's going on right now from that. On a more specific support, specifically for our COVID operations, man, they're working so hard to try to stay ahead of this for us. It's been really nice to see. There are always frustrations around if only and could we have and I wish, but it's not for a lack of wanting it from the state level and district level and service level. It's just the reality of how difficult it is across the board right now.
Well, finally, Dave, if folks are calling 911, you know, especially in this time, whether for COVID-19 symptoms or for any other reason, what should people know in terms of how you're approaching the job and what they can expect from paramedics and other EMS workers right now?
Well, the first thing I'd say is what they can expect is that they're getting people who are coming to their house or their place of work or wherever who just absolutely care and want to be there. So I'd say to everyone, take comfort in that. Then the next thing is we're all coming in wearing a lot of scary clothing these days, the gowns and the face shields and the masks and the gloves. And we're all being, you know, hypercognizant of what's going on and the risks that we're taking. But know that everyone's taking them because we're trained to do it and we're hopefully doing it in the right way. It's a scary, scary time. And it's okay to be scared. And it's scary when you're not feeling well and the ambulance comes to your house. But know that the people doing it are there because of just empathy and care and the willingness to be there to help.
Dave Cohen works as a paramedic in Charlotte, Essex, and Colchester. Dave, thanks so much for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.